Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 7th of July, 2014. The title, Lying to Yourself. We all do it. However, I think you have to have a number of years of maturity to catch yourself at it. You don't think you lie to yourself? Match up your actions and your thoughts. When they are out of sync, your actions are the truth, not your thoughts. Most people confine their lying to themselves to issues concerning their careers and lovers. Those really good at it expand this to other areas of their life. Why do we lie to ourselves? It makes difficult situations more comfortable for a while. Eventually, however, lying to ourselves tends to turn out badly. Eventually, the truth has to come out, and when it does, it is often ugly. This starts as a child with fantasy friends. Most generally grow out of it, but many don't. Signs you are lying to yourself. You change jobs often because you think the problem is the work environment. Couldn't possibly be you, could it? You are perpetually late to work while telling yourself you love your job. Now, you may love your paycheck and your benefits, but you don't love your job. If you love your job, you will be there early and eagerly. You'll stay late. I've watched a number of young people join a volunteer organization to which I belong. These are folks in their 30s with small kids. This organization is demanding. It will take at least one weekend day a month from you, as well as 3 to 4 days in annual exercise. These 30-somethings are predictable. They come in full of enthusiasm, declaring this is the greatest thing they've ever done. In 12 to 18 months, they quietly slip away, never to be heard from again. They discovered they love their families more. That's a good thing.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state. And we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors in mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move.
Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. And now the rest of the column.
This happens to people going to college, too. Compare how many start, again declaring what a great thing this is in their lives, to those that finish. Lying to yourself is part of the folly of a balanced lifestyle. There is no such thing as a balanced lifestyle. We have discussed this here before. Something is always priority one. Lying to yourself starts with mild fantasy. It progresses to active fantasy and some specific actions. It completes with a full-blown move to whatever it is you really want to do. I have seen people complete all these steps while fooling themselves into thinking they were not moving in whatever new direction their actions took them. Lying to oneself, I think, has 3 possible sources. The first and most dominant is unhappiness. One is unhappy with a set of conditions in their life or believes they can be happier in some other set of conditions. The second is boredom. Many will take an action because of boredom. They want to do something exciting. The final is curiosity. The more one's nature has a curious bent, the more one is likely to lie to themselves about an action they are taking. Many a marriage, career, and life have been destroyed by self-delusion. Yes, in nearly 13 years of writing this column about the pulp and paper industry, I don't think I've ever given marriage advice before, but you have seen it now. And the final area of caution is health when it comes to lying to oneself. Obesity is one form of this. Now, don't write to me about your glandular problem. I won't believe it. The big one, however, is cancer. Surviving twice myself in 2000 and 2006, I have seen many people lie to themselves about cancer. Sadly, in most cases, it has killed them when they lie to themselves about it. My thoughts on cancer are simple. You don't have a cold. You must treat it as aggressively as it is treating you. Get yourself to the best cancer center on earth for the kind of cancer that you have. Yes, I think more people are harmed by lying to themselves than are harmed by lies told by others. What do you think? After reading this, how much do you think you've been lying to yourself? You can take our quiz online. For safety this week, if you are injured, do not lie to yourself and say it's only a minor issue. Follow your company's reporting procedures, no matter the consequences. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
RMR Mechanical is a Merit Shop contractor whose principals have over 100 years combined experience. Licensed in 19 states, RMR Mechanical works with process industries and utilities with special expertise in boiler maintenance and repair. Simply put, RMR Mechanical provides the best value to ensure your money is effectively spent. We perform as planned. For more information, call 770-205-9646 or visit www.rmrmechanical.com. We look forward to helping you succeed.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 14th of July, 2014. The title, People versus Science and Engineering. I received my first rude lesson in the reality which people play in interpreting science and engineering when I was 27 years old. I'd been assigned to optimize the performance of a piece of converting machinery, in this case, a machine that folded and inserted an instructional leaflet in a box of tampons. This piece of equipment was a, quotes, Rube Goldberg, end quotes, monstrosity, if there ever was one. One of the main features of this torture rack was a slotted table through which pins attached to chains below protruded. These pins were supposed to guide the leaflet along as it was inserted in the box. It was a maintenance and operational nightmare. I looked it over, thought about it, and replaced this entire section of the machine with a smooth plate with two belts set at an angle, which gripped the leaflet and inserted it in the box. I replaced about 20 moving parts that could stretch, cause stumbles, and so forth with a smooth stainless steel plate and two moving parts. It worked perfectly, except maintenance liked to play with the old system. And when they were playing with it, they weren't doing more arduous jobs. We happened to have statisticians on staff in this facility. Someone from maintenance got to the statisticians. They did a study with the old system and the system I designed. They, quotes, proved, end quotes, the old system was more reliable. The old system with all the moving parts and the surfaces where the leaflet could stumble. This experience was in the pile of final straws that pushed me to seek my fame and fortune elsewhere. And it left me suspicious of scientific conclusions for the rest of my life, right up to this very day.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Papri Talo Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Papa Italo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the rest of the column.
I still ponder this old experience every once in a while. I still cannot figure out how they manipulate the statistical data to achieve the outcome desired by some. This was, after all, a very simple system when compared to the more complex processes we have in mills. And don't get me started on the global warming computer models. The point, however, is this. Scientific results and engineering results must be studied carefully and analyzed many ways in order to ascertain their veracity. I fear in the world of today, we capriciously slap the word science or computer analysis on endeavors which need much further study. Sometimes this is done through ignorance, sometimes maliciously. Additionally, I think many scientists and engineers are the worst culprits in these deceptions. Being of a scientific or engineering mindset, I believe those in these professions never consider the human element that affects analyses. I am an engineer after all, derisively dismiss the politics of a given situation. This is a mistake. Often the politics, and I am simply talking the politics within a company, nothing grander than this, decide the outcome of the day. Unfortunately, in too many cases, the decision is wrong, for it was not considered carefully enough. I have been challenging you for the last 3 weeks to look at things differently than you have in the past. Actually, I challenge you to do this all the time. I've just been emphasizing it the last 3 weeks. We started with attitude, then we went to that can't be, and then this past week, lying to yourself. I would be honored if, counting this column, you would see these four as a small primer to consult regularly. If we get enough requests, we'll put these together as a little booklet you can print out for reference. Just let me know via email. So, for our quiz this week, do you think science and engineering in the workplace are often swayed by the motives and experiences of humans? You may take our quiz online. The cause of many an accident can be attributed to people relying on their own judgment rather than the science when assessing a situation. Perhaps this would make a good safety meeting topic for you. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papa Italo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Let's listen in as Cindy visits the wood receiving office at Turtle Creek Pulp and Paper on her morning rounds.
Well, good morning, Bill. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good, Cindy. But I have a question.
What's that, Bill?
Well, I've been doing this job for several years, and my question is this. Why do we keep paying for the water in the chips? We know their moisture varies all over the place, and heck, I think some of these suppliers even water down their trucks.
Bill, you know we've been over this before. It takes 24 hours to get moisture readings. It's simply impossible to track this.
Well, what if I told you there is a new moisture meter that can give us immediate readings on chip moisture?
You know that doesn't exist.
It does now, and it comes from Conmark in either a benchtop or online version. I read up on it, and it's a very reliable microwave-based instrument.
Really? Well, how do we learn more about it?
Well, Jim Thompson of Pulp and Paper Radio International can help. All we have to do is send an email to him at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line.
Can't hurt to find out, can it? Bill, send him an email today.
If you're tired of paying for water, just send Jim Thompson an email at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. That's jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. You will receive information on this revolutionary new product right away.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 21st of July, 2014. The title, A Competitive Advantage for Suppliers. I have been dealing with suppliers for decades, and suppliers keep behaving in the same manner. That manner is this. They simply have a, quotes, tin ear, end quotes, when it comes to being cognizant of paper machine downtime. I saw it happen again last week, but I can tell you stories that are decades old. In fact, I think I will. Back in the early 1980s, I was involved in a large rebuild. One of the many items we were going to procure was a new winder. We wanted one from a company I will just call Jay. You old-timers will know who I mean. Well, Jay had a reputation for sending the foundation drawings with the equipment. On a tight schedule, we had no time to wait for the equipment in order to start construction of the foundation and supporting structures. We needed to accomplish as much as possible ahead of the outage. They said no, and we bought another brand. During the pre-work of the project, I happened to be in northern Germany where Jay's headquarters were located, procuring a calendar stack from a neighbor of theirs. So I stopped in and asked Jay's management if they knew the single only reason they did not get our order, the schedule for the delivery of the foundation drawings. They said they did, and they were fine with that. Try buying a Jay winder today. They have been absorbed by someone else. Fast forward 30 years to the present. Equipment suppliers still act the same way. I am heavily involved right now in three mills. In various areas of these mills, various suppliers are still acting as if downtime or delayed startup time is free. Then, last Friday, my wife and I were sitting down with our home air conditioning supplier discussing a new system for our second floor. The applications engineer came out, did some measurements for about 3 hours, stuffed it all into his computer, and gave us three detailed options. The most expensive had all the bells and whistles, the mid-range had some of these features, and the bottom range was basically a replacement for our worn-out system. We discussed and chose.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of the column.
I always say at one level, all sales are retail. That is the human interaction part. Why can't suppliers to the industry give us three options just like our air conditioning supplier did? They could give us one that was 100% cognizant of the cost of the machine downtime, obviously the most expensive one. One that offers some give and take on machine downtime, the mid-range one. And one that ignores machine downtime, the one they seem to be providing now. Is there a fear that they will be beat up and end up giving the top level service at the bottom line price? Or are they just deaf to the needs of the mill? For our quiz this week on the honor system, I'm going to ask only equipment suppliers to take it. You may do so online. For safety this week, no matter how you interface with the mill, you know safety is paramount. Make sure you never shortcut safety. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Located in Chillicothe, Ohio, USA, Process Labs has decades of experience and their services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 28th of July, 2014. The title, The Folly of Subsidies in a For-Profit World. Of course, a for-profit business should take the subsidies a government entity throws their way. In fact, in the case of a publicly traded company, not taking them could be construed by shareholders as a dereliction of duty or fiduciary malfeasance. What I am talking about here is counting on government subsidies as a business plan going forward. Government subsidies, as well as tax rates, regulations, and so forth, are uncertain because they are not set by markets but are set by shifting political winds. Competitive markets as a price-setting function are as reliable as gravity. Government mandates, ones that extract money, ones that provide money, are not. We have a number of recent examples that make my point. The first is a black liquor tax credit. Companies have received millions of dollars based on this credit, which was written, when written, had nothing to do with the manufacture of pulp. It was for the fish industry in Alaska. Should anyone base their business plan on the continued receipt of black liquor tax credit funds? Absolutely not. The provision for this largesse will always be suspect.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state, and we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move.
Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. And now, the conclusion of the column.
I think sometimes industry is fooled on this matter by looking over their shoulder at agriculture. Agriculture has been a subsidized world for decades. However, this is different than industry. Many faces and names, read voters, can be attached to agriculture. Agriculture is considered a basic foundation of a country. In small European countries, agriculture subsidies are linked to national security. The argument goes like this. In the case of war, we want to be able to raise our own food, hence in times of peace, we must maintain a strong agricultural component to our economy. Now, I will freely admit that I have participated in aiding my clients in obtaining subsidies. These subsidies were subsidies qualified for and obtained in the present tense, not something out in the future. That is the difference. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. If one wants to see how unreliable subsidies can be, one need look no further than the ruling by the District of Columbia Federal Appeals Court panel that ruled subsidies to health insurance purchasers who purchased their insurance on healthcare.gov are illegal. This occurred on Tuesday, 22nd July 14. This certainly is not the end of this subject, not the final ruling, but it is an excellent illustration of the fickle nature of government subsidies. Don't ever trust them to be there when you need them. No quiz this week. You get a break. For safety this week, let's turn this topic around. I strongly encourage you to support your local fire department and first responders. Not only provide them with financial help, but regularly bring them on site to train with your employees. This pays big dividends in times of distress. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.